All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FYF Friday, and as you know, F stands for a lot of things, and one of those things is funny, and you know that when Barry's here, we normally have a comedian of the week, and we preview them and get a couple of clips in on them, and a lot of times it's either Houston connections or they may be in town. Well, we have the best of both worlds today because with Barry out, Jerry Roach is in. You might have remembered he joined us in one of our remotes we did at Revelry on Richmond a while back.
That's right.
And Jerry Roach is in town.
Hello, everybody.
Greetings, sir.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, great to
have you.
Great
to see you again. Not to brag, but here's why everybody should come see me at the Joke Joint this weekend. Do you mind if I get this plug out of the way?
Absolutely.
All right, so it's tonight, 8 and 10:30. If you just call the club, 281-481-1188, let them know you heard about me here. You get free tickets. So there you go. Tonight at 8 and 10:30, Saturday, 7 and 10. The last time I was here, you won the World Series.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe do your part and come and thank me. That's
true or
all.
False that you bet on that you were a Dodger guy rooting against Barry and his Astros? Just true or false?
False. Dude, I cannot stand the Dodgers.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Texas.
Closer to Dallas.
I'm from Dallas, but yeah, I can't stand the Dodgers. I was rooting for the Astros the whole way.
Good deal.
I mean, I told you what happened, right? After the Dodgers won game one, right?
Yeah.
I was watching the news. It was right before us coming into town, and the weatherman pulled out a broom. Like, yeah, he pulled out a broom. And I'm like, okay. I didn't really care, but when he did that, I'm like, okay, Astros all the way. That was a bit much.
Yeah, that's a bit over the top.
Didn't work out that well for him.
It was because the funny thing was, it was alumni weekend last weekend for the Astros, so they brought a lot of the old guys back.
Right.
And a lot of the old guys from the 80s and the late 70s, they were like, it was cool to beat the Yankees and the Red Sox, but it was so meaningful for them to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And they were going into detail about Lasorda always had celebrities on the field, and Steve Garvey always had to be primped up. And,
sure.
And it was. I didn't realize that it was like that deeply rooted in a lot of the older guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dodger hatred is a fun thing.
But you're a Ranger fan over an Astros fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to be.
See, that will go over like a fart in church here.
It will, but what am I going to do? I'm not going to lie to you.
See? Nick's already bye-bye-bye-ing you.
Do I have to leave? Why have the Rangers ever been a threat to you? Ever stop. They had one good year.
There
Enough.
Were a couple years. You know, they do this overblown silver boot thing where
that's
the
dumbest
teams
thing
play
ever.
For
I
a
could
boot.
Get, yes, it's the
First
dumbest
of all,
thing
give
ever.
Them a pair so someone can wear it. But at the same time, they do the silver boot. There was a time a couple years ago where the Rangers could have run the table because the Astros were so bad, and that's when the Rangers were on a little bit of a run.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So give the people a little bit of a background story. We touched on a little bit from Dallas.
Yeah.
Got a little back in, you're in LA now, but give everybody kind of a little background.
I, you know, just been a comedian most of my adult life, which has been fun. I even had an hour special up on Netflix. That was pretty dope. But done Conan, and now I'm here. That's it. I was always.
We didn't want the cliff notes.
Yeah,
we
you really want everything.
Well,
all right.
I mean,
well,
like, you've made a lot of appearances besides Conan, and you just go ahead.
I've never met my real father.
Okay.
So if that is that too deep? Is that going
no,
too
that's,
deep?
No, that's good. That's where we drive. When I got
are we
going to
find him?
When I left the NBA and came to into this, a guy that's now on our station, Lance Zierlein, I went to him and said, "Help me out here."
Right,
and that's what he said. You got to. One of the things he said was, "You got to make a personal connection with your listeners."
There you go.
That's the kind of thing.
That's
that,
a good
that's
one.
A connection.
Yeah, don't know him. Don't care to. My mom was
Who,
dope.
Lance
my mom
or
was
your, dope. Your dad?
I love Lance.
Okay,
I don't care for my real. I could care less if I meet my real dad or not. Yeah.
Got it.
So, but yeah, haven't never met that dude. Started doing comedy when I was in elementary school. That was I was like a class clown, and my fifth grade teacher was like, "Dude, you want to quit making jokes in class?" I thought I was in deep trouble. I was like, "Oh no, I thought I was going to get paddled, right?" And he goes, "Here, I'll make you a deal. If you don't make jokes in class, I'll let you come up at the end of every Friday and do 5 minutes." And I'm like, deal.
In elementary
school?
In
elementary school. So I would go up at the end of the class. And
were a natural. You were born to do this.
Really? Yes, but Seriously? It wasn't any good. Like, I was just impersonating the teachers and the principals. You know, it crushed with the kids. But, yeah, like, that was, and I was like, I'm taking this deal in a heartbeat.
So between us, no one's listening. How much do you hate Barry Laminack?
Oh God, you can't stand that guy.
Just
brutal.
Be honest.
He's in L.A. right now. We switched places, and I've just been hooking him up with the worst gigs possible in L.A.
So he hates you,
right? Yeah, he hates me now. I gotta say,
Nick and I were talking about this. He seems kind of miserable this week. He's doing a lot of posting on social media, and I don't think he's very happy with the way things
not
have
going
gone.
Down.
Yeah.
Well,
like
he's natural for trying to chase your dream in L.A. It makes you miserable about 5 minutes into it. So he's on the right track. He's doing the right thing, following his dream in LA, and that's pretty much there's about a 5 minute window until they realize, man, this sucks. But you know, he just
really?
Gotta, yeah, of course, he's gonna keep at it. I mean, it's brutal. Being out there is it's one of the toughest places to live for that.
Sure,
right?
Or
because
acting, right?
Because anything in showbiz, I mean, that's the mecca. So you're there with the most talented people from wherever they're from, and also the least talented because they're just throwing this life Hail Mary and they're all there and it's a nightmare. Yeah.
Wow. All
right, I still love it. But,
You guys want to follow Jerry. There's a couple things you can go. You can go to jerryrochacomedy.com. That's R-O-C-H-A, jerryrochacomedy.com.
Yep.
You can reach him there and you can see some clips and catch up with him there. You can also follow him on Twitter at Rocha Comedy, at R-O-C-H-A Comedy, and check him out there as well. In town for the weekend, as you mentioned. So
headlining the joke joint.
You're running the state, though. I mean,
next week I'm back in Dallas, on the sketch.
You're covering some ground.
Yeah, and then San Antonio. This is my with the exception of Austin, this is my the only places in Texas that matter tour. So it's going to be Houston, right. Dallas, and San Antonio, and then hopefully Austin at some point. But yeah, no offense to all the people in Nacogdoches, but you know.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that you named your last? Would we call it an album anymore?
Yeah.
You named your CD after Nick? I'm just asking for a friend.
I was dumb enough because I released it myself and I was like, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yep.
Nobody's going to tell me I don't have a label. So I'm going to call it. And I was too dumb to say, maybe I shouldn't name it something that I could never promote anywhere.
Now, Nick,
can he
say it on the air?
I don't know what the title is. I honestly don't.
Okay, so the first word is pickle. You can definitely say that on the air. The second word is a common nickname for someone named Richard.
Yes.
So
pickle penis.
The other one.
Close.
So I could say that?
You could say pickle penis.
Why can't I say the other one? That penis sounds so much creepier and weirder. Like only...
We've had this discussion several times.
Yeah, yep. Only child molesters say penis. Like those are the only ones who actually. That is a creepo child molester move. Yeah. Is to say penis, right? Like that's how you know someone's a creep.
That's
or not.
Also kind of why they stuck us with the fact that that's all we can say.
That's of course
they
right?
want that
they
image
want
for
that.
Us as well.
They, right? They're trying. The FCC is trying to harm you.
Yeah,
it's not right.
So we can say D. We
Pickle
the,
D.
So it's just Pickle D.
Yep. Pickle D. And it's on iTunes right now. I would love it if you went and bought it. It's
yeah,
only $7.99. I promise it's funny. But nobody, iTunes can't really promote it. Like it didn't make their new and upcoming release. They're like, we can't do anything with this because right there is the, I can't believe they even have it up, honestly. Like I was like, well, yeah. So
I just think we should actually put posters up all over.
And
we should wallpaper the studio one day with just Pickle D and just have it all over the place and have people just going, what the hell is this?
Don't get mad, but are the Astros still, is it still Minute Maid? Is that still the name of the park?
It is.
Okay. How about like on the wall back there? Can we just plaster it?
Outside the wall? Sure.
No, inside.
We're not even allowed inside the wall.
Oh, man. God, that'd be
yeah,
so
last
great.
Time we broadcast live from the ballpark for opening day, they put us at a apartment building across the street from left field. Yeah.
Are you serious?
We're not the flagship station.
Oh, it's one of those stupid things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, here's another good one for you. So, you know, there's many sports stations in this market, none
sure.
better than ours. We are the number one sports station. So we all applied for credentials like we do every year.
Yeah.
Radio-wise?
Yeah.
Only station to get credentials, any season-long credentials, flagship station.
What?
No one else. Not individuals.
For the Texans specifically.
Yeah.
That's
no,
so
the
gross.
Texans said no other radio stations get season passes.
So, if you don't mind me getting a smidge political here.
Please.
Is that other station, the flagship station, is that like the Eric and Donald Trump Jr. of Houston sports radio? They're just like, they're just babied in and they're just pampered.
Yeah,
is that,
they yeah. also were grandfathered in because they
right.
were kind of sitting on top for a long time and
right.
now the deck's
right.
been reshuffled.
Right.
So, there's a lot of people over there a little bitter.
That's
they'll throw you under the bus if they get a chance.
They can have fun, but whatever. You guys are killing it from the apartment across the street.
That's right.
That's a little bit more of a baller move anyway. Right? That's a little bit cooler anyway to say, you know what? We're not even there and we're still doing better.
We got the rock. Yeah, we're ballers. That's what we're talking about.
We don't even have to be there to do a better job. See, look at that. There
we're
you go.
We're rolling already.
Yeah.
All right, we're just getting started on the HRP listening line. If you want to reach out and touch us, not literally but figuratively, 713-780.
Our penises, you creeps.
If you want to talk pickle penis, pickle D, talk to Jerry. 713-780-3776. That's the HRP listening line where you can call, you can text. You can also hit us up on Twitter. I already gave you Jerry's handle. It's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, Barry's out in L.A., so Jerry Roach is in. He's in town doing some comedy, so he's also going to be joining us for the entire show. We love having him on board. If you want to follow him, at Rocha Comedy. Again, as Nick and I, our president, accounted for, Barry will be back on Monday. A reminder, the Blummer will join us at 2:30 for that preview of that big series starting in the Bay Area, because Oakland is a poop hole. So we don't want to say, you know, San Francisco is beautiful and Oakland is an armpit, but it is actually in Oakland today, the Astros and the A's. That's a big series.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. And so
it's going to be crazy.
2-game lead. It's amazing.
No margin for error right now with that. I mean, I wouldn't want, because you don't want that to dip. You don't want it to be a 1-game, nothing. You have to think they got to sweep this, right? Like win the series.
And to get your perspective, because you're not living and dying it every day.
Right.
But the one thing that I was adamant about this week that I brought up a lot was from the players to the coaching staff to this entire city, no one is panicking. No one is there. Everybody's thinking, when the guys get healthy and we do this, and by the time we do this for the playoffs, and I'm going, people,
you can't think
if
that way.
You fall out of first place,
that's it.
It could be one and done with a wild card, or it could be you don't even get in.
Yeah.
There has to be a little bit more of a sense of urgency.
Yeah, I don't think you ever want to get too complacent. You want to always, I'll tell you, being in Dallas and being a Cowboy fan my whole, you know, after the third Super Bowl, we were all dumb enough to think, hey, we're going to be fine. Hey, just give Troy another receiver. That's all we need. Now we're good. And then, we haven't done anything since, have we?
Right.
I mean, it's tough. You don't want to, just because you win one doesn't mean that, you know, like, I mean, if you're just happy with that and that's it, I get it. But if you want them to this is the time of the year when if there's just a 2-game separation between you and the next team up, man, it's almost a playoff game at this point.
Closest division race in baseball right
now.
The Dodgers and that the whole the
Dodgers
the
and West, Diamondbacks are
and the Rockies. Rockies won again last night. Nick, you one of your personal best friends, David Dahl, came up with two big hits.
Look at that!
I saw that
last night. Home run and an extra base hit in the extra inning. So they came back and won. So they're in the middle of it. But yeah, Astros with a 2-game lead. And the thing that really just everybody's like assuming everybody's going to come back healthy,
right?
And the thing to me, I wrote an article for Sports Map this week on it to say, even if everybody does come back healthy, I still think it's a different season than last year. You're not running away and hiding in the regular season.
Right.
And I think they should go out and explore getting one more bat because you need a guy. Yeah. Your designated hitter position's been up and down. Your third outfield position has been up and down. I think that stability says, and a guy that I'm very high on too, especially with Altuve, we're not getting a whole lot of responses as to when he'll be back. A guy you know very well, but I think another guy that could really help them just as a short-term fix is Beltre. I think Beltre wants to play on a winning team.
Dude, imagine if he came in here. That would be, wow. I mean, there's your instant offense.
And he's a stick. You can put him at DH. If you have any issues in the infield, you can shuffle and put him at third.
That would be an amazing grab. And then the reason you do that is if everybody does come back healthy, well, now you have an excellent problem on your hands.
Right.
That now it's like, oh, well, okay, what monster do I not get to play? Like, that's it. It's not that tough. I mean, I think there should always be a little bit of, I mean, you don't have to be as insane as Yankee fans, but there should always be some sense of urgency if you're on a contending team. Like, you don't ever want to think, look at the Warriors. Every year, since they blew the 3-1 lead, every season since, they've added an all-star to their lineup. They went from Durant, and now they got Boogie. It's like, Whether or not that boogie thing's going to work or not, but that's that attitude you have to have.
Was Nick Young ever an all-star? Oh,
no. Come on.
not Swaggy P, but you know, you're right.
But you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, that's right. They took the 1 year, but yeah, I mean, like, yeah. They keep adding.
Yeah,
they're good. They don't need anything after they won with Durant, but no, they added. We're going to get Boogie now.
It's like the Aflac duck. You got insurance, but you want Aflac. You want that secondary supplemental, so you have insurance because from year to year, things change.
Are they sponsoring? That was the best Aflac spot you could have done.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
are they a sponsor? They do stuff now.
They do stuff for the company. I know that. But they don't advertise. We need to get them on board.
They need to send you a check today,
I will cash it, and I may even share it. But that's what I'm saying. You need supplemental insurance from year to year because of the fact that, look, if you look at it, the starting pitching, which everybody was obviously very high on for good reason this year, has not let you down. No. Even in this 9-game home losing streak, the starters did their job.
Yeah, sure.
3 runs or less, 6 innings or more, but offensively, they have just been zero. So they have to do something to kind of, even with the bats coming back, we look at what happened. They brought Correa back after he was out with the injury. He was 1 for his first 12. He got a hit the other night, the game that got him off the schneid the other night, stopped the 9-game home winning streak. He had a 3-run double. Looks great in a box score. It was a squibber that was a 2-bouncer that got by the third baseman.
Right.
So it's going to take some time. Springer's coming back tonight. Everybody's going to expect him to be the George Springer World Series MVP. It's going to take some time.
Yeah. By the way, squibber sounds like a sex move that I have not tried yet. Right?
About sports terms that can be roped into that.
There's so many.
A shocker.
Shocker.
If there
easily.
Was a shocker. Yeah, look out.
Shocker already is one. But squibber sounds like that could be something that could cost you a lot of money in Vegas. You know what I mean? Like somewhere in Nevada.
Nick is the only single one in our group during the regular week. And I can see Nick, after too many cocktails and a lot of two-stepping, dropping a squibber.
A squibber.
Squibber.
Yeah. I've never...
I'm gonna tell my girlfriend when I get back home, like, hey, hon, want to do a squibber tonight?
Yeah.
If she does something, then I should dump her immediately. You know what I mean?
Well, like, it depends on the reaction.
Right.
If she does something really...
No, I mean,
really...
if she just does something, I'm like, whoa, I was just kidding. I don't know what that is. Like,
right.
Yeah, get that ping pong paddle out of whatever.
But if she asks you to explain it and she's into it, that's a good thing.
That might be okay.
Right?
It depends what it is, though. What does she think a squibber is, right? I don't want her to take my PS4 controller and shove it somewhere. You know, like, I don't need that either, but I don't know.
I don't think you want the controller there anyway, but yeah. This ought to be interesting.
You can say squibber, but you can't say D. That is so stupid.
But dribbler
squibber
is also,
sounds way
a dribbler
nastier.
Is also another one, right?
Dribbler, that sounds so nasty.
Right?
Dude, a dribbler.
Penicillin normally clears
disgusting.
It up in about a
that
week
sounds
or two.
Absolutely disgusting.
I can say penis squibber, and I'm okay. But if I say D, like, all right, get out of here. All right, pal, the kids are listening. What's the matter with you, huh?
Me and my girl last night, we were really going at it, and then I dropped a dribbler.
I dropped the dribbler on her. She hasn't called me back. I mean, that's right. But I can't plug my CD, but I can say that.
Texas Leaguer.
That's right. That's a con. That's tremendous.
You don't want to be a guy that's faking a bunt for a slash. Slash sounds like it could be painful.
That whole sentence sounds painful.
Yeah, a little
that
bit.
Whole sentence sounds faking a bunt for us. Who came up with
for
these?
A slash?
Jesus, did Sandusky come up with all these terms? Is that like his contribution to the sporting world? They all sound so creepy.
And you mentioned that. That's the other thing that I was thinking about when we were doing the rundown today. Between Maryland, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State,
dude,
the Big Ten. That's a
it's
really
the conference
bad, no, I'm talking
of scumbags.
About the Big Ten conference.
Man, that is
it's just
rough.
A really bad look.
It's not good at all, dude.
No.
That is are we talking about this now or are we going
to
talk about that, right? Are we talking
we'll
about
get
this
to
story?
It.
Okay,
yeah, we
good.
Can get to it. Yeah, we
because
can cover a little
bit. That is, man, boy, we're going to have a lot to say about that.
There's
that
a lot to say about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Now you're going to hear someone right now, and if I'm right, he's a diehard Cowboy fan. He talks like remember Stephen Wright?
Sure.
Yeah, he talks kind of like Stephen.
Great. I'm already down with the guy if he's a diehard Cowboys fan.
We'll I'll get that opinion from you after the call. Eric is on line one. Eric, what's up?
Hey guys, how y'all doing? I just have a couple quick questions. Do you think the Cowboys will ever get Earl Thomas before the season starts? And how much do you think Randy Gregory will contribute this year? And I love tacos.
I like all that.
And I love tacos.
Eric, I love tacos too, man. Thank you. Okay, can I take that one real quick?
I believe it's for you.
Okay, I hope and pray they get Earl Thomas. I don't know if it's going to happen. It kind of certainly helps that he hasn't gotten anything figured out in Seattle. I don't know what the Cowboys would have to give up for. I don't know what the Cowboys would have to give up, but part of me is like, yeah, do it. Like, I'm
Barry and I talked about it. I said, if you're any team in this league, I don't care who your safety is right now.
You take that.
You want Earl
you
Thomas.
You roll on Thomas. As far as Gregory goes, man, that would be I mean, the rumor is they might play him in the next preseason game of tonight, I think, or tomorrow night, because he's looking really good in practice. I think it's so dumb that he got suspended for medicinal weed, even though it's not legal, but it's still, I mean, come on. Like, it's not like you, there's so many dudes who do way worse things in sports, and this guy got in trouble for smoking pot for his anxiety. Are you out of your mind? Like, that? How is that bad? But I mean, that's kind of the big X factor for the Cowboys defense, I think, is Randy Gregory. I think if he can come back and contribute, then I mean, again, I don't want to sound crazy because I've been down the delusional Dallas sports fan road. Right. I don't want to go there anymore.
Right.
But I would be very excited for the season. I still think Philly is going to win that division, but maybe they have a sophomore slump. You never know, right? Maybe.
If you saw what happened last night, there's a bit of concern in Philly fans today because Nick Foles got hit last night, has a strain in his shoulder now. Wentz has already said it's going to be right up against it to try and be ready for the start of the season. So you go from having two quarterbacks that you can believe in to maybe not having either one to start the season.
Right, yeah.
And that's a concern. By the way, Bengals-Cowboys, 6 o'clock from Jerry World
tonight?
On Saturday night.
Saturday, tomorrow night, yeah.
So you can fly to Dallas, see your team, fly back for your shows. You'll
make I can watch like the first
you're
half.
You're big time. You're a jet setter. You can afford that. So yeah,
sure,
we can pull
absolutely.
That off. And again, we told you what
I'll take
to
my private jet called the Squibber.
Eric. And Eric. He brought it right at you as slow as can be, and you handled it.
It wasn't that bad. He wasn't that Stephen Wright-ish. It was close. You're right. It was very close. But, yeah, no, he was. That was a very squibber of a phone call.
Okay, guess what?
Good?
Guess what, Dribbler?
Yeah.
I'm going to send the message
You'll
out.
You'll be Squibber, I'll be Dribbler.
I'm going to send the message out right now. OU Mike, he's waiting for your call. OU Mike, paging OU Mike to
what
a
is
White
this?
House phone.
Who is
Jerry
this?
Wants to hear from
You'll
you.
Meet
am
OU
I being
Mike
set up?
Today.
Am I being set up?
You'll
oh,
like
yes,
OU
I
Mike.
Am. Okay, all right.
Half
cool.
hour into the big show. Don't go anywhere. Still knee deep in hour number one. 3 hour extravaganza. Back with more. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Hour number one. Of the usual suspects, it's the three-hour extravaganza we call the Big Show. Barry is out in L.A. doing comedy at a festival. He's been out all week. We've had a plethora of fill-ins, including Raheel twice because he did that himself and we let it happen. But we have Jerry Rocha in today. It's like trading places. Mortimer is on the West Coast, and Jerry is here. He's doing some comedy. He's been with us before, and it's great to have him on board as he's doing the whole show. He's at the Joke Joint on Fuquay. It's Fuquay, people. I trust me. I believe me. I-45 and Fuquay.
Fuquay, yeah.
And you have been generous enough to give back to the listeners.
Yeah, if you want tickets, just call 281-481-1188. 281-481-1188. For tonight, it's 8 and 10:30. Saturday, 7 and 10. Yeah, just call the Joke Joint, man. 281-481-1188. Tell them you heard me here.
Tell them you heard Jerry on ESPN Suspects, Radio on ESPN. The Usual Suspects, and it'll work magic
you
for you.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
281-481-1188.
Yeah, so we were talking a little baseball before the break. This Astros series is huge. And actually, the whole road trip is because, again,
I think every game is huge from here on. Not huge, but when you just have a two-game lead, every game is you got to start getting on a streak here. At least rattle off five or six in a row, something, you know, like.
And the ironic thing is that, you know, they're just not a great home team.
Right.
But they have the best road record in the American League. They have a better road record than the best record in baseball, the Red Sox. And you say, well, okay, that's a good thing. But the other thing you got to keep in mind is You know, you had a chance to eliminate the Mariners a week ago,
yeah,
and they swept you here.
Yeah.
You know, they came in and they ran roughshod.
It's weird
you.
How they're not dead yet.
They weren't dropping dribblers,
right?
They were hitting.
They were squibbing
you know,
it.
They were. Let me just tell you this: they were filling the power alleys with nothing but lasers and line drives, and they were putting men on base. So they were touching them all, if you know what I mean.
There you go.
And now they got a chance to go back and kind of get revenge, because after Oakland, it's Seattle.
They go to Seattle, though,
yeah,
right?
They go to Seattle. So it's a long West Coast swing again. It's Oakland, Seattle, and the Angels before they come home.
Mm-hmm.
But it could tell a whole lot about the rest of the season in terms of where they're headed and what they're doing, because they could go back and put a nice little run together and take it to these two teams, especially the first two teams, and make a statement. Or they are not going to have any room to breathe the rest of the run.
You got to – well, the thing is, though, you have to figure out home. Because if you do win, let's say they win every series on the West Coast trip, odds are they're probably going to win the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out how to win at home again, because you're going to be hosting a lot of teams probably. So especially
in the
playoffs,
the thing, everybody's like, "Oh, we don't need it." Well, if you go back just one season into the playoffs and realize what you did need,
right?
You needed home field against the Yankees.
Yeah,
you needed it when you got off to the great start against the Red Sox and won that series by establishing dominance in the series early. Yeah. You didn't need it in the World Series, but if you go back and look at history, how many times a Game 7 has been won on the road, you'd rather have
that
at home.
You'd rather have it at home. You would take that any day. If you could have the best road team on the planet, I think you would rather still have a Game 7 at home. Who wouldn't?
The environment, the energy, all that kind of stuff.
You guys, three buildings down, watching with a telescope.
Our apartment building where we can get on the roof. Hope they don't shut the roof on the stadium so we can see in.
Right. You need all that.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is, I've talked to you, so, well, the National League, they all suck. So whatever you do, as long as you're in, if you get to the series, you'll have a better record than the National League. You'll have home field. Don't be so sure, man. I mean, you know, a lot can happen. And we saw this with this bad streak that the Astros have been on. There's still plenty of games where you can pee down your leg, and it doesn't have to be a dribbler.
Right.
And you're going to put yourself in a really precarious position. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be fun to watch. And it's something that we're going to keep an eye on. And obviously, we'll talk to you again on Monday about what happened over the weekend. But you hope that they put it together. Good starting pitching from Astros' perspective.
Right.
You got Edwin Jackson for the A's, and he's a journeyman on steroids. I mean, he's basically played for half the teams in the league.
Right.
He's kind of found it a little bit again now that he's pitching in Oakland, just like former Astro Mike Fiers. But you got Edwin Jackson against, I think you guys, even all over the country, realize he's Charlie Effin Morton. That's what they call him around here. But if Charlie Morton lives up to the 12-3 record and the 2.88 ERA, happy you got him on the hill.
Yeah.
But Jackson's got a 2.48 ERA.
He doesn't suck,
smaller
man.
Sample size, but you got to be prepared.
And Oakland they're pretty hot right now. That's going to be a great series.
I'm curious, Jerry, from your perspective, simply because it was so much of a huge issue here.
Right.
But you see the Astros, and everybody thinks they did everything the right way. They're squeaky clean, America's team, the way they came after the hurricane.
Oh, of course.
To be the underdog, to win it all. They go out and they trade for Roberto Osuna. And people started losing their mind, rightfully so, right? It created a whole new dialogue here and across the city.
Yes.
And a lot of people are still in kind of wait and see mode, but I'm kind of curious from an outsider's perspective. Because we actually had a defense attorney in Canada on the show that's a huge Blue Jays fan. She kind of painted a different picture in the fact that it's probably going to be more like a minor. He's probably going to get off and probably be found either not guilty or for whatever. What we kept going back to is, if the last incident close to this domestic abuse-wise was Aroldis Chapman, and he got 30 days for choking and strangleholding his girlfriend and shooting a gun next to her head 8 times. And he got 75 games, Osuna. Yeah. What are we missing here? Because there had to be something to it.
That's crazy. First of all, Chapman, that's horrific.
Right.
That is her. And Osuna, we weren't there, but it's a case for a reason, right?
Right.
Like he could be in a lot of trouble for a very good reason. So I have a hard time just coming from, again, not to always bring it back to Dallas, but that's where I grew up. And
right.
I mean, it got kind of dicey rooting for the Cowboys there near the end. We're like, man, are they all just a bunch of jerks?
Right.
Like, God, do I really, like, it? Yeah, it kind of sucks in a way. You don't really, like, I think, you know, it's, yeah, he's an amazing closer, right? He's incredible, and that's, you needed that. But, I mean, it's like, dude, again, it's like, at what cost? You know,
I
don't
know. We mentioned
it
because we said, you know, look, there's so many, from an image perspective for this franchise, there were so many good things to hang your hat out and say, yeah, head on and say, look, they built from their farm system. They brought in good dudes. You know, even the moves they made with Verlander and others, you got really, really quality veteran players. And now it kind of made everybody think, are you all about winning and winning only and nothing else matters? And that's the Raiders, the Cowboys, that kind of mentality. And that's a scary proposition to open that door into.
It sucks, man. It sucks because, I get it. Every owner and general manager should be all about winning. No question. That's their job. That's their purpose. But, again, I think that, you know, you could maybe not also – you know, go after something.
I mean, I think within reason. I think you also have to kind of think about big picture because you got a fan base that believed that this team could do no wrong.
Right.
And suddenly there were fans
who might have
going,
done very
I'm never
wrong.
Going again.
Right.
I'm not
Is that real? People
this.
Were saying that.
Yeah,
right?
a lot, and then, of course, it was, how are they going to respond? His first home game because he started on the road. Are you going to be like Milwaukee when Hayter came in?
That
after
was
all the
horrific.
Tweets? And standing ovation is it's
a
my hometown.
Standing ovation.
I could not have been more embarrassed for my hometown. That was ridiculous. It was stupid.
That was crazy. Like, it's all right. We support. They might as well have just been waving Nazi flags.
Right?
Like, oh, it's our guy. Hey, he did it. Yeah, not good for him. It's insane. It's got, all right. Just to I know most people in Houston's a great town. Most people know this. Nazis are not good. You know what I mean? They're not cool.
This just did. Yeah. No, it's
why,
been there for
why,
a while.
Why do people still wave flags? Like, out of your mind? Have you not seen an Indiana Jones movie? At the very least, start there. You know, and then read a history book if you're that stupid. And you know, you still need to keep. But anyway, like I mean, that was that Milwaukee thing was insane. I could not believe I was watching that.
So they didn't do that here. But I said the best thing they could do is sit on their hands. Don't give him a yay or a nay.
Right.
But just, you know, he's on your team now, like it or not.
Right.
And see
they were
how
just
it
conflicted,
goes.
Man. They were just so conflicted because you can kind of tell that they wanted to cheer, but they didn't. It was kind of quiet. But I think they were just so conflicted because every time, because when he pulled up, like everybody was just, you'd hear cheers, but you'd hear boos. And for the most part, it was like a calm level quietness in the stadium. So I think they were conflicted.
And I don't blame them. You should be because it's, you know, okay, you want to hope that there's that maybe with the defense attorney who called it, maybe it was quote unquote no big deal and nothing that crazy. You want to hope that's the case, but you also don't want to be in a position where you have to hope that your big acquisition is not a scumbag. Like you don't, that sucks to be in that, you know, however you put it. Like I couldn't wait for the Cowboys to get rid of Greg Hardy. I could not wait. I was so pissed when they signed him.
It's embarrassing.
Whoa, what if he turns it around? I don't care. Let him turn it around somewhere else.
That's why I'm impressed with the CFL because they've been able to kind of turn away some of those guys that have been linked to that type of violence. So they like because he tried to play in the CFL
and trust me, the CFL could use someone who's talented.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But they're like, no, we'd rather just. I mean, I don't know. That's tough. But I mean, it's actually no. I take that back. It's really not that tough to have a soul. You know, to just sit there and go, well, I'm gonna move with my conscience and you know, not do this again. We don't know what happened with the Osuna thing, and you just, I mean, now you're sadly in a position as an Astro fan who you just have to hope that it wasn't as bad as it seemed. I saw that was awesome.
Fantastic. Will on Twitter.
Thank you, Will.
Proposed a different type of poster for Jerry and his iTunes. We've got that out. That's a good one.
Will, you're a genius, Will.
Crystal Collins also, I think, let me say this. Jerry sounds great, but let's just preface this by saying Crystal Collins loves Jerry and
Thank
says,
you,
I love him, hashtag do you. Now, Jerry, you can soak that up for a second like a dry
Thank
sponge
you.
On water. And
Thank
I will
you.
Tell you, Crystal Collins is also the president of the Dallas Cowboys fan club here in Houston, Texas.
Crystal!
So you know that there was a little extra as to why she loves you.
Well, Crystal, the love is mutual. Thank you very much. And come on down and see me at the Joke Joint this weekend. 281-481-1188. You get tickets if you mention that you heard me here.
He's a salesman, Nick.
I'm good at that.
He picks up what you're dropping down.
Hey, Crystal, bring all the Cowboy fans to the shows this weekend.
That'll go like a fart in church, too. By the way, El Jefe, Nick, we like all the listener-on-listener crime where they, you know, everything's fair game and guys go after people. It's very easy to believe now that El Jefe and Dr. Dre on 290 are the two biggest opponents to Eric Wong, because they both did not take any time at all to get to Twitter going, same old Eric is Wong again from Dr. Dre.
I didn't notice that about El Jefe.
And El Jefe tweeted out, and he tagged you, God, I hope Earl Thomas gets traded to any other team than the Cowboys so Eric Wong can quit calling every show every hour asking the same questions. Eric, if that's true, mix it up, brother.
I'm with Eric. I would be doing the same thing. I'm so laser focused
Jared
on the Rupke Cowboys.
Joining us for 1 hour of the 3 hour show. He's done it too, and we'll continue to move on. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Hour number one, Usual Suspects, three-hour extravaganza. Jerry Rocha is in. Barry is out. A lot of people showing a lot of love for Jerry.
Thank you, everyone. That's very kind.
Let me remind you, he's a Cowboys fan.
I don't hate Houston. See?
It's good.
I had an Oilers jacket when I was a kid because my dad loved Earl Campbell. He was a Cowboy fan, but he loved Earl Campbell. So I had an Oilers jacket. What would happen if let's say tomorrow the Oilers come back. Does everybody, but the Texans are still here. Does anybody still care about the Texans? If let's say the Oilers come back, same everything, they're just back, they have a brand new arena, their own, would the Texans just be like,
Right now it's not an easy time to jump ship because of Deshaun Watson.
Right.
If Deshaun Watson wasn't here and it was like a Brock Osweiler situation, I think it'd be easy to jump ship. Because there's a lot of people that are still bitter about the Oilers situation.
Yeah. I would be too. Oilers were
I don't know
dope.
If you know this or not, because I brought this up a few weeks ago. But the fact that I think is really more realistic than saying if the Oilers came back, all of the Oilers' history belongs to the Tennessee Titans.
That's so dumb.
So when you go in the stadium,
Earl Campbell's
in Tennessee,
on their ring,
Earl
right?
Campbell... And all the retired jerseys and all of the Ring of Honor that they have is all Oilers.
Yeah, Warren Moon did nothing for Tennessee.
I understand there were bitter feelings between the city and Bud Adams. Bud has now passed away. Yeah. And I think the best thing you could do would be to give the history back so that when you walk into NRG Stadium, you see Earl Campbell. You see, you know, the Munchaks and the Bruce Matthews and the Warren Moon and all the history that franchise has. It doesn't belong in Tennessee.
No.
So that's something we can touch on, too, but that's something I've said before. All right, before we get off baseball, is it Curez wants to talk about Roberto Osuna?
Hello.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Joel. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate you guys taking my call, as always.
You got it.
I have just a couple of thoughts on the Osuna thing. I don't know if you remember, but I called in a couple months ago when I referenced the whole Justin Verlander and the iCloud pictures with his wife and all that. But before I did that, I talked about I had an idea about why don't the Astros go after Roberto Osuna because you could get him for peanuts on the dollar. It was when he had just been suspended for the 75 games. And, I mean, you and Barry had basically the sentiments that a lot of people do nowadays about him. Obviously, you don't want that in the locker room. My thing with Osuna is, I'm sure you guys are aware and a lot of people are aware by now that the details of the case and what transpired during that incident is not a public knowledge. So nobody really knows what happens. That's just because of the Canadian court and the laws that they have there.
Right.
So... everyone wants to base the opinion off of the 75 games as in, well, the MLB must know something because to give him that. I think it's partially due to the fact that, well, from 2016 when Aroldis Chapman got his 50 games to even 2 years later to now, things have gotten even much more sensitive with the Me Too movement and everything else that goes about that. And they only did their investigation for a week before they gave him that 75 games, which tells me they're basing that 75-game suspension more off of hearsay or what they assume or the allegations of what
but
they
you can't,
think
okay,
may
and
have
we
happened.
Covered, look, we covered a lot of that on the show. As I mentioned, we had a Canadian defense attorney gave us some great information on all that to what you're saying. But here's a couple things to kind of think over as well on those points. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind immediately is you don't give a guy a 75-game suspension on hearsay, because if it is found out that he's innocent, and it is found out, if it ever is found out, that he didn't do anything.
He could sue.
He could sue, and he could take you for, and suing Major League Baseball, he's going to take you for a ton, okay? And here's the other thing. Jerry and I were talking in the break. You got a guy like Familia, who was being dangled out there by the Mets for basically nothing, and the A's went and got him. You know, there were plenty of guys to be had to where they're all pretty much on a similar level statistically, right, and velocity-wise and all the things they play bring on the field, but you wouldn't have to deal with this hanging over your head and hope everything turns out like you were saying. That's something that I think was the better way to handle the situation. It wasn't win at all costs. It was there's plenty of relievers to be had. We can find another closer.
I mean, imagine if that dude Osuna gets shelled soon. Like, now it's just going to open up a whole nother can of worms with the fans. Like, why are we – look at this guy. You know what? Let's say the first game in Oakland, you're up 5-4.
Well, he blew a game on the homestand
here. This Oakland's going to be a huge – series. Let's say he loses two – let's say he blows two saves in this series against Oakland. I mean, now you're like, well, the fans who are on the fence, they're done. They're done with that guy.
And I said, Jeff Luhnow, this is the first time since you had Jeff Luhnow as your general manager where it's all on him. It's on his shoulders. Yeah. He made this move. You heard about how tight a locker room this has been. You know two of the guys in your locker room, right, Justin Verlander, Lance McCullers, hugely outspoken against domestic violence, tweeted when his situation came out, basically, and when the minor leaguer situation, right, in the Astros organization,
right,
got caught on video. They were very, very adamant about their position. They have been kind of toeing the line just to see how it all plays out. But with a team in a pennant race in the middle of what they're going through on the field, you didn't need this distraction.
Right. And to bring up the caller's point about, I mean, because he does have, you know, I could see the standpoint of like, well, maybe this is just a knee-jerk reaction by Major, but shouldn't it be? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah, shouldn't, I mean, instead of a slap on the, like, shouldn't you take, I think these kind of things, especially with Me Too going on, it should be taken more seriously.
Absolutely.
It should be, like, I mean, no offense to all the male listeners, but dudes, we've been getting away with being scumbags for thousands of years. So it's kind of time that more accountability gets, you know, whatever, starting. I mean,
even if you're trying
this Me Too thing is great.
To make a statement. You're not making it 75 games over if there isn't some, there's a little, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the only thing that worries me is like, if you're a fan of the Astros, I would just be a little worried that what if some pictures come out, something, and you're like, oh, man, I can't believe I even halfway cheered for this dude. You know, like that's.
And it could actually be something that ripples, the ripple effect through the clubhouse at a time when you don't need it.
And I keep bringing back the Hardy thing for the Cowboys. I know it doesn't sound like Ozuna threw her on a bed full of guns, right? But, I mean, pretty much all my friends are diehard Cowboy fans. We all hated Hardy. We were like, I'm not cheering for this guy. It's just one of those things where it's almost like when he would come out, let's just change the channel. Like, I don't even want to see him knock down the quarterback and get a fumble. I could care less. I don't want to cheer for this guy. Like, why should I have to? Right? Like, I think fans who aren't excited about this are absolutely 100% justified.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and I get being such a fan that you want to wait and see. I understand that. But at the same time, it just it's a bit much there. Like, that's
you're
kinda
watching sports as a release. You're watching it for your enjoyment.
Right. If he got suspended because he did steroids, I could care less. I would root for him. I don't care. You know, like, but if it's something of that ilk, I understand completely going, ooh, I don't know if I really want to root for this guy. Like, if it's just PEDs, I could care less. I think they should all do them. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, you know, let's just let them all knock them out of the park, whatever, right? But if it's something you're just harming yourself, I could care less. If he got busted smoking weed, I could care less. But if you're doing something that is harming another individual, I don't want to root for you.
And that's the thing. And you have this pandemonium. You have this affiliation and affiliation. You're, you're loving your team.
Right.
And you want to love everything about them.
Right.
And when suddenly there's something that makes you not want to love them.
That's the worst feeling on earth.
Bad,
I've been
bad
there.
Feeling.
I remember me and my buddies, we were in, right out of high school. Like, man, I kind of hope Irvin does time for this. I mean, we were like, I can't really cheer for Michael Irvin anymore. As much as we loved watching him, it was tough when all those allegations came out. I was like, this is rough. You know, like,
yeah.
It sucks. Like, that is not a fun place to be.
No doubt. You know what is a fun place to be? Listening to us on ESPN 97.5 on an F Yeah Friday. Jerry Rocha is in. Corey, we see you. Hang tight. We'll get you after the break. 1 hour in the books. 2 hours still to go. The big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.